Iowa is now the focus of most of the Democrats hoping to unseat the president in November. The state's caucuses are just 2 weeks away, and the contest there is heating up. Our colleague Michelle Norris is in Iowa. She spent the morning with a group of Democrats to assess their mood.
We came to Winterset, Iowa, about an hour west of Des Moines in Madison County, the place made famous by all those covered bridges. The town square here in Winterset looks, well, just like you think it would. A Victorian courthouse surrounded on four sides by small storefronts and an old-fashioned movie marquee. There's even a five and dime. All of it's covered by 4 inches of fresh snow on a morning where the wind chill has barely peaked above zero. We asked a group of Madison County Democrats to sit down with us and talk about yesterday's debate and the upcoming caucuses. We met at Madison County Realty. It's the shop with the lace curtains just down from the Northside Cafe. Pat Corcoran is the owner, and so far, he's undecided.
Basically, I'm looking for a candidate that I feel that can beat George Bush. Now, I want, you know, health care is one of the important things, but the economy, I think the economy is something that I'm very concerned about. Are we going to snap out of it? Are we going to move ahead? And also, I like, from the candidate's dean standpoint, is how he's brought in the younger vote. That's very important to me. I thought Dean was very, very good at his presentation. I thought he did a very good job, even though the candidates were asking him some tough questions. I thought he did a good job as far as answering them.
So was it something that he said in particular, or was it that you thought he was able to withstand the attacks from his rivals?
I think withstand the attacks was very important to me, that he could do that. And of course, he's going to have a lot more pressure later on from, if he is the nominee, from the Bush administration. So I felt he did a comfortable job as far as answering the critics.
So you wanted to test his armor, just how thick that was.
I did.
The sparring on stage was not surprising to the half dozen voters gathered here. All, like Pat Corcoran, said they thought former Vermont Governor Howard Dean held up well under attack. But the candidates who targeted Dean did not score many points with this group. Stephanie Jopes supports John Kerry, and she worries that his jabs punch through more than his message.
The Democratic Party really needs to unify, and we're coming across as not being cohesive. I've even heard some Democrats say the party's imploding from within. We have to change that perception, and I think we need to do it now.
The voters who met with us are all active in the Democratic Party. Three are farmers, one's a teacher, there's a freelance writer, a social worker, and the realtor, who's also a home builder. His is one of the biggest businesses in Madison County. Each of these voters watched the debate with their own personal scorecard on the issues. Roy Foley is a part-time bus driver who also raises cattle. He showed up this morning straight off the farm wearing bib overalls and big boots covered in, well, let's just say it wasn't mud. Mad Cow is very much on his mind.
The equity in the cattle has went down $100, $150 a head. I sold cattle Saturday, and we lost probably $130, $40 a head. If we have another outbreak or two, the bankruptcies are going to be big time here from coast to coast.
Roy Foley has yet to settle on a candidate who he thinks will best serve his interests. Yesterday's debate didn't move him much closer to that decision. He's still undecided. As a group, these voters gave high marks to the candidates at the back of the pack, Carol Mosley Braun and Dennis Kucinich. All said they thought the two had virtually no chance of winning the nomination, but they were deeply impressed by their passion, saying they represented the conscience of the party. Overall, the group was moderately impressed with the candidates' positions on health care, taxes, and trade, but to a person, all said the most important thing they were looking and listening for is a candidate who is capable of putting up a good fight against George Bush. In a word, electability. Dan Reiner is a farmer, and he said that's what he saw in John Edwards, especially when the candidate looked directly into the camera during his closing statement and said, "I'm so ready for this fight."
That really resonated with me because it's going to be a fight. Karl Rove is just chomping at the bit to destroy somebody. I think John Edwards has probably got the least verbal baggage. I think he's clear. He thinks on his feet. He's a lot like President Clinton in that respect, that he can come right back and you know where he stands.
Stephanie Jobst is in the Kerry camp, and she too is looking for a fighter.
I think the bottom line is we have to pick a candidate we think can win.
Is Kerry that candidate?
I think he is.
I sensed ever so slight a hesitation when you answered.
Well, I think Bush is going to be incredibly tough to beat by any candidate. I started out liking Gephardt and Edwards and Kerry, and I finally made my choice for Kerry. But I have doubts overall for the Democratic Party to beat Bush.
In the end, the debate did not move any of these voters into or out of any candidate's camp, but it did cause a few to give some of the contenders a second look. Dan Reiner, for instance, spotted something he'd never before seen in Senator Kerry.
For John Edwards going in, still for John Edwards, but I came away looking at Senator Kerry more like I thought I would have looked at him 6 months ago. He looked presidential. He sounded presidential. Yeah, he chided Howard Dean, too. Now, here I keep talking about how I'm for Edwards. I like Howard Dean. I think Howard Dean is, hey, there's nothing. We needed a flavor of the month. Because George Bush is, that's bad taste and stuff. That's the old castor oil that we're getting force-fed. And if Howard Dean's Ben and Jerry, that's great. But Senator Kerry, I think had he started out like he is doing now, I think he would be in the number one position.
2 weeks from now, these voters will be walking into the caucuses to rally behind their chosen candidate. The final decision for some won't be an easy one. They know that unseating a popular wartime president with a massive campaign war chest won't be easy. They struggle with twin issues, whether to back a candidate whose policies they support, a candidate who stirs their passions, or to throw their support to a candidate that can battle head-to-head with President Bush.
How much of a struggle is that for you?
Well, it's a real struggle. I think naturally we want to see a candidate that can go out and beat George Bush. I mean, that's what we're looking for. I think that Dean has that appeal. I think he's brought the people together. I think he's brought the youth together. I think he's got 500-some thousand people out there. It's on his bandwagon. I think the Internet's really helped him. So I think he's a candidate that can go out and do that.
Well, you're sounding like a Dean apostle, but you're still undecided.
Still undecided, and like I say, Edwards would be a...
Going into the debate, 25% of Iowa's voters were still undecided, still on the fence. If the group we met with is any indication, the race is far from over. Democratic voters may be divided in their allegiance to the candidates, but they're united in their deep-seated desire to win back the White House in what is likely to be a vicious battle. And many, even some who say they are already committed, are still searching for that candidate who wants to be a winner but is willing to be a warrior. Michelle Norris, NPR News, Des Moines.